Rangers Ward. Rangers Ward councillors. Councillor Tanya Baxter, phone 0427 528 358, email t.baxter, that's t.baxter, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Brett Owen, phone 0418 993 370, email b.owen, that's b.owen, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, phone 0427 135 879, email l.wilmot, that's l.wilmot, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. New hub offers up multi-use. Office's newest community facility will open for business in July 2016. The Officer Community Hub, located on Parker Street next to Officer Secondary College, will be a joint-use facility shared between the school and local sporting clubs and organisations. The three indoor multi-use courts will be line-marked for a variety of sports and complement the 8 indoor courts at Cardinia Life. The courts can be used by school students during school hours and by local sporting clubs and organisations outside of school hours. Community groups and organisations can also make use of the multi-purpose community art space to conduct their activities and host community meetings. Council is contributing approximately $2.44 million to the project, and the Victorian Government has contributed $650,000 to the indoor stadium and $812,000 to the multi-purpose community hub. The Officer Community Hub will be managed under Council's new contract with Aligned Leisure. Read more about Aligned Leisure earlier in this edition. Extension Insight at Chandler. Council will complete pavilion extension works at Chandler Recreation Reserve in Avonsley this winter. Construction started in December 2015 and includes an improved social space as well as a new kitchen, office, storage areas and toilet facilities. The addition of a second story to the pavilion will provide a perfect vantage point for spectators to watch the action on the oval, which caters to a range of user and community groups from Avonsley and Emerald. The pavilion extension is funded by the Australian Government, $500,000, Council, $157,000, and the Emerald Sporting Club, $150,000. The works follow upgrades at the reserve, including a complete overhaul of the playing surface, new cricket nets, fencing, scoreboard, floodlighting, and goalposts. Council has also committed a further $850,000 to upgrade the existing pavilion's change rooms in 2016-17. Mountain Road Recreation Reserve upgrades. Visitors to Mountain Road Recreation Reserve in Cockatoo will see an upgrade to the playing surface of the oval and athletics track, with works due to start later this year. The works will include the installation of much-needed drainage, irrigation, and minor reshaping of the athletics track, as well as an upgrade to the drainage and irrigation on the oval. The upgrades will allow user groups to use the facilities all year round and significantly improve the playing surfaces. The project is funded through Sport and Recreation Victoria's Community Sport Infrastructure Fund, $100,000, and Council's 2016-17 Capital Works Program, $350,000. Bowled over. Cockatoo Bowling Club celebrated its new synthetic bowling green at a launch event earlier in the year. The new green and surrounding footpaths were funded through Council's 2015-16 Capital Works Program. Maintaining a synthetic green instead of the previous grass green will be less work for the club's members and volunteers and will reduce the club's expenses significantly. Changes in play. Play is booming as kindergartens and preschools across Rangers Ward have been upgrading their facilities. 5 local preschools and kindergartens have installed, upgraded or replaced equipment using Council's 2015-16 Capital Works grants. The grants also recognise the commitment and hard work for those who work to raise half of the total project cost. Avonsley Preschool installed sliding stacker doors at the entrance to their outdoor play area and modified the playground. Beaconsfield Kindergarten extended their existing veranda. Emerald Preschool upgraded their storage shed. Upper Beaconsfield Kindergarten replaced cafe blinds and a boat play structure and upgraded accessibility. Picture captions. Caption 1. Councillors Tanya Baxter, Letitia Wilmot and Brett Owen inspect the progress at the Officer Community Hub. Caption 2. The extended pavilion at Chandler Recreation Reserve will be completed this winter. Caption 3. Councillors Brett Owen, Tanya Baxter, Letitia Wilmot and Brett Owen have fun on the boat play equipment with Stella Martin and Bethany Vanderham at Upper Beaconsfield Kindergarten. Caption 4. Stella Martin and Bethany Vanderham check out the new equipment. Caption 5. Cockatoo Bowling Club committee members Trish O'Connor and Dan O'Connor with Councillor Brett Owen, Councillor Letitia Wilmot and Mayor Councillor Jodie Owen at the official opening of the new bowling green in January. End captions.